Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really fun one, how to make a sub-bass feel human, weighty, and alive in Ableton Live 12, while still keeping that super tight low end that jungle and old-school DNB absolutely need. Now, when I say humanize, I do not mean sloppy. I do not mean random. I mean controlled variation, little shifts in note length, velocity, timing, and tone that make the bass feel like it's being played, not just programmed. That's the magic here. We're going for that classic subweight movement, the kind of bass that pushes a little, breathes a little, and gives the drums something to bounce off. This is perfect for rolling jungle lines, old-school DNB sub patterns, darker halftime sections, or any low-end phrase that needs a bit of attitude. Let's start by setting up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere in the 160 to 174 BPM range. If you want a really solid starting point, go with 170 BPM. That's a nice sweet spot for classic jungle and DNB energy. Create a MIDI track and load Operator onto it. Operator is ideal for this because it gives you a clean, stable sine wave, which is exactly what you want for a proper sub. Inside Operator, turn on only oscillator and set it to a sine wave. Turn the other oscillators off. Then set the voice count to 1, so the bass stays mono. That's important. For sub bass, mono is your friend. You want power, not phase mess. Now shape the amp envelope. Keep the attack super fast, basically 0 to just a few milliseconds. Set a full sustain, and use a release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds so the notes don't tail off too messy. You want it tight, but not clicky or awkward. At this point, if the sub feels too pure or too invisible on smaller speakers, you can add a little weight with saturator. Put it after operator, set the drive lightly, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so the volume matches before and after. That tiny bit of harmonic content can make the bass read much better without wrecking the clean low end. Now let's write a simple bass phrase. Don't overthink it. A lot of great old-school DNB bass lines are not busy, they're just well-placed. Start with one or two bars, and build something rhythmic around your root note. A good beginner pattern might use just the root, the fifth, and maybe one octave variation. For example, if you're in F minor, you could use F1, C1, and maybe a sharp 0 depending on the movement you want. Start with a note on beat 1, then put one or two syncopated hits on the offbeats. Leave space. Let the drums breathe. This is where the human feel starts to come in. First, vary the note lengths. This is huge. If every note is exactly the same length, the bass line will feel robotic fast. So make some notes short and jabby, and let some notes ring a little longer. In jungle and old-school DNB, bass often works better as a jab than a long drone. Think punch, not puddle. A nice simple rule is this. Your main accented notes can be a bit longer, your passing notes can be shorter, and any tension notes can sit somewhere in the middle. That contrast gives the bass phrase a played feel. Next, add velocity variation if your instrument responds to it. Keep it subtle. You don't need massive differences here. You might have main hits around 90 to 110. Secondary notes around 70 to 85, and ghosty notes lower than that. If velocity changes the volume too much, you can map it to something else instead, like filter amount or saturation, so the notes still feel expressive without the low end jumping all over the place. Now for timing. This is another big one. You do not want to move everything. That's the key. Keep your anchor notes locked in place, especially anything that hits with the kick or defines the downbeat. Then shift a few of the weaker notes just a little bit late. Maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny delay can make the whole thing feel more laid back and more human. If you want a bit of swing, try Ableton's Groove Pool. A light groove like MPC 16 Swing 54 can work nicely, but keep the amount low, maybe 10 to 30%. You want a hint of movement, not full shuffle chaos. Jungle groove is controlled chaos. That's the vibe, not random, controlled. Now let's shape the tone a little more. Add auto filter after the saturator. Use a low-pass filter, something like low-pass 24, and set the cutoff somewhere around 100 to 200 HC depending on how bright or dark the sound is. Keep resonance modest. What you're looking for is subtle movement. You can automate the filter slightly across the phrase. Maybe open it a little on the stronger note, close it slightly on the passing note, or let the cutoff breathe across the bar. These tiny changes make the bass feel like it has phrasing, instead of just being a loop with different pitches. If the bass still feels too flat, tighten the envelope even more. Shorter notes can actually make the groove feel heavier, because they leave more room for the drums. Also, if the attack feels too soft, you can bring in a very slight filter envelope movement to give the note a little bite at the start. That classic old-school trick of a brief little speak and then settle is super effective. After that, make sure the low end stays centered. Add utility and keep the width at 0%, or just ensure the sub is fully mono. You do not want stereo whitening on your sub. If you want width, put it on a separate mid-bass layer later. The sub itself should stay clean, stable, and dead center. Now let's talk about sidechain compression, because in DNB, the bass has to make room for the kick and snare. Add a compressor after your bass chain and enable sidechain input from your kick or drum bus. Use a fast attack, maybe 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on the groove. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good starting point. The goal is not to squash the bass to death. You just want the drums to hit cleanly and let the bass recover quickly. If you want a tighter old-school feel, use a shorter release. That gives you a faster bounce and keeps the groove snappy. If the sub still feels too plain, you can split it into two layers. Keep one layer as your clean mono sub, and add a second layer for the character. The second layer can be wave-eatable, a more harmonic operator patch, or even a sampled bass stab. High pass that layer around 120 to 180 HC so it doesn't interfere with the sub. Then add more movement there with saturation, filtering, maybe even a touch of drum bus if you want more bite. That's a really strong approach. Sub for the weight, mid layer for the attitude. Now let's think about arrangement, because this is where the bass line becomes a performance rather than just a loop. Instead of repeating the exact same bar forever, let the phrase evolve. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are simple. Bars 5 to 8 add a little note change. Bars 9 to 12 open the filter slightly. Then bars 13 to 16 drop a note out for tension before the next section. That kind of phrasing is what makes old-school bass feel alive. It's not about cramming in notes. It's about creating motion through contrast. Here are a few things to watch out for. First, don't make the notes too long. If everything overlaps too much, the low end gets muddy fast. Shorter notes often sound more powerful because they leave space. Second, don't humanize everything. If every note is late or different, you lose the backbone of the groove. Keep your important notes solid and only very selected hits. Third, keep the sub mono. Stereo sub is usually trouble. Fourth, don't overdo saturation. A little helps. Too much destroys the cleanliness of the low end. Fifth, always leave room for the drums. In DNB, the bass supports the kick and snare. It does not fight them. Now for some extra pro moves. Try changing the last note of every four-bar phrase. Even a tiny change can make the loop feel way more musical. You can land on the root, the fifth, or even drop out a note for tension. That little surprise keeps the listener engaged. Another good trick is alternating note lengths. Long, short, short, long, or held note, clipped note. Small contrast like that gives the impression of a real player shaping the line. You can also create call and response inside the bass. For example, one part of the phrase plays a low root, and the next part answers with a higher octave. That works especially well in 8-bar loops. And if you want a little more physical impact, try layering a very quiet transient or click under the bass. Keep it subtle. The point is just to help the bass speak on smaller speakers and give the front edge a bit more definition. One more really useful tip. Reference classic records at low volume. If your bass still feels strong when it's quiet, that's a good sign. Old school sub lines often sound simple, but they carry serious weight. So here is the workflow in one clean picture. Start with a pure mono sine sub and operator. Write a simple rhythmic phrase. Humanize it with note length, velocity, and tiny timing shifts. Add a touch of saturation, some subtle filter motion, mono control, and sidechain compression. Then arrange it in phrases so it evolves across the tune. That's the real secret, not complexity. Controlled variation. If you want to practice this right now, try a 2-bar loop at 170 BPM. Use only the root, the fifth, and maybe one octave jump. Give at least two notes different lengths. Nudge one or two notes slightly late. Add a small amount of saturator, a bit of auto-filter movement, utility for mono and sidechain compression from the kick. Then loop it over a classic DNB drum pattern and listen carefully. Ask yourself, does the bass breathe? Does it leave room for the snare? Does it feel like a phrase, not just a loop? If the answer is yes, you've got it. That's your humanized subway jungle vibe right there. And if you want, I can next turn this into a step-by-step Ableton session template, a MIDI example in 170 BPM, or a follow-up lesson on layering sub and mid bass for jungle.